This episode of Bear Podcast is brought to you by The Average Male Magazine, opening your eyes to the wonderful men around you, and Bear Radio Network, eclectic gay radio 24/7. Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 200! Welcome to Bear Podcast. That was sucky. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, I'm going to get rid of this. We're trying to do a Wayne's World edition of Bear Podcast, but I fucked up. Anyway, okay. So welcome. Are we good?
Yeah. Yeah, we're good.
Is there a locker there? Okay, so what are we going to talk about? So this is the episode 200, yeah? What's wrong? Okay. Okay. We have Wayne here. Is helping us out in the camera.
Producer.
Yeah, the producer. Again, this is Nard.
And Ray.
This is Ray. Okay. Oh, that's Ben. Okay. We got some voicemails to play for you guys, and there's some emails that we received. I got a particular email about our previous episode. It's regarding the Chaser Show, actually.
Oh.
The Chaser Show, okay.
Was it from a chaser or a bear?
Yeah. This email is coming from John, and it actually talked about our topics. He's been catching up on the shows.
Okay.
And he mentioned that some sci-fi stuff and Dr. John stuff and comments on the hair thing. Okay. What do you think of the hair? You never used it, right? You Rogaine, I mean.
No.
No.
Trust me. I don't need Rogaine. I need a scalp pull, but other than that.
Okay. Why did we talk about it? Because in the last episode, episode 199, we had one of the topics, one of the questions that were asked is having hair envy. Do chasers have hair envy towards our bear counterparts?
So. Yes. And one of our guests on the show, Jeffrey, got busted by his best friend, Johnny Lee, so about Rogaine. So,
okay,
that's where the Rogaine came from.
Yeah, that's where we that came up. Hold on, our lapels are. Hope it's recording well. Okay, yeah. So that came up, and then we got an email from John. I don't know what city it's from. It said that we recorded the comments on Rogaine. It was originally tested as an anti-hypertensive drug, in which it didn't do a great job, but had a side effect of helping hair growth. That's weird. Okay, so it's just a side effect of helping hair growth. With the over-the-counter preparations meant to be rubbed on your scalp, it's unusual to get enough active ingredient to get into the bloodstream to have an anti-hypertensive effect, although it is possible. So, yeah, just like Jeff said that it's possible that you may have high blood pressure. It affects your blood thingy at your pressure. So, if that's the case, I'm not gonna go for Rogaine anymore. No, I'm not.
I don't think you have a problem.
I don't have a problem. But no, we were talking about guys growing hair on places you don't have hair. Okay, so that's a common problem with chasers. That's just it.
Well, guys, you know, I'll give my hairs to medical science, and for $25 a plug, you can have all you want. We can transplant.
Okay.
I'll give it up. $25 a plug.
But it'd be a rejection. It'd be,
that's not my problem. Yeah, you know, that's the chaser's problem.
Okay. Maybe
Michael West actually used it.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
I'll put it over here.
Mm-hmm. Did it his beard.
Really? Oh, it does work. Okay, cool. So I can have a... Michael West.
So it might work on you.
It might work on me. Yeah. Okay.
Now, if only Insight worked as well.
Double effect. You grow hair and you smile a lot. and you smile a lot.
And everybody loves dick.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so what else? One of the things that we talk about here in Bear Podcast is science fiction.
Science fiction.
Science fiction. Okay, So thank you, John, for the email. This really helps us a lot. So it's about Torchwood.
Ooh,
Torchwood. I like the gay, lesbian, bi, omnisexual character interactions, but I like the sci-fi of Doctor Who better. But us here, we like Torchwood, the gay aspect of it. And is it my imagination, or is there a general theme of death, which is true? Don't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing.
Everybody's dying.
That's the whole thing about Torchwood. Nobody lives very long once they join Torchwood. So
yeah, or somebody dies or pseudo death in Torchwood. Yeah. That's why.
But apparently, we got dead people that are still alive. So you know, they're still walking and talking, folks. They're just dead.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so several people have died, have been resurrected, starting in the pilot episode. Yeah, people have been dying. Not to mention, the guy who got bumped forward in time 50 years or so and couldn't deal, so he committed suicide. Oh, everything okay?
I can't hear Ray. Is this Ray?
Test 1, 2, test.
Hey.
Test.
Can you guys hear Ray?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
You think? Let's check it out. Okay. What am I saying? Yeah, or the girl who has partially turned into a Cyberman. Yeah, remember that? The one who became a cyborg?
Cyber girl.
Okay, so that and... it looks like a lot of people are dying in Torchwood. Everything okay? Okay, good. All right. Okay, so thanks, John. And there's more, actually. Dr. John. We have to have Dr. John in the show
again. We need to have Dr. John back.
But he's only available Saturdays.
Well, that's okay. Well, we'll have to do Bear Watch. We'll set it up and do some time.
Oh, he's going to come to Bear Watch?
No, I'm sure he's not coming to Bear Watch. But, I mean, we'll have to set the show up to do it sometime after Bear Watch. Have John on.
Oh, you have to speak louder.
You need me to speak louder?
Yeah, I think
okay.
so. Yeah, okay.
Okay, I will talk louder.
Yeah, louder. No,
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
We can get Dr. John on after Bear Watch. Maybe we can do a whole June thing, like June weddings, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Since June's the big marriage month.
Okay. All right, so what he said is, okay, Dr. John, about Dr. John, it was nice of him to come on the show. Yeah, we enjoyed him having the show. If he comes again, he'd like to know what he thought the differences in gay relationships. Because we've been concentrating on similarities between gay relationships and straight relationships. But it turns out, yeah, we should... what would be the difference? Aside from the birds and the bees, the holes, you know what I mean? I mean...
I don't know. Maybe we need to have Ken on the show so he can talk about the whole swinger wedding he went to and how different that was.
No, he's not going to talk about that. So it seemed like everything he said could have been done by Dr. Phil. That's true. But except maybe the stuff on three-person relationships. Ooh, threesomes. Threesomes, which was started by Ray. I think you talked about it. Did you talk about that?
Well, I know. I think we talked about having open relationships.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. We talked about
open relationships, and then we talked about triad relationships, which there seem to be a lot of out there.
Yeah. And which you seem to be thinking more of, too. Okay. So, yeah. Thank you, John, for sending an email. And we really appreciate it. We're going to go through voicemails and stuff. Oh, where's my headphone? Where are my earphones? Oh, there it is. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to do this.
Okay.
This one. Reaching out.
He's got space. Yeah.
I got it. Okay, guys. Grr. This is by Tyler. We met him in...
At TBRU.
Yep. Last March. And he gave us this. Me and Ray. There are three of this. One is with him.
Yeah. And this is protection.
This is protection. Yeah. So... this is something that there are only three kinds in the three of these in the world, he says. So these are the other two. So thank you, Tyler. Again, guys, check out his artwork at tylers-studio.com.
Yep. And Tyler will be contacting you to get the other two here pretty soon. So
yeah, okay. So thank you, Tyler.
Thank you, Tyler. And we talked about this before, but here what they are.
This is what it looks like. Okay. What's next? Some listener email, James from New York. He says that happy impending 200th episode. Yeah, this is the 200th episode. Yeah, we've been doing this. I started.
Well, you've been doing this.
I've been doing this. Yeah, and then Ray just started mid 2007. Yeah, and it's great. It's something that it's really a hobby that took about 12 minutes, 7 minutes. That it's just something that I was sharing stories about, and Stories that I have with the bear community whenever I attend bear runs and stuff like that. But it's something
now
that...
Now it's just out of control. It's kind of like, you know, where's Waldo? Now it's more like, where's the Nard? Which bear run is the Nard in? You see all these bears, can you pick the Nard out somewhere in there?
Uh-huh. Well, I'm glad that you came on board. It's awesome.
Me too.
Yeah, we get a lot of emails, people liking Ray too. And I don't get emails. You get a lot of emails. You get a lot of MySpace messages. No.
You don't share them with me. I'll say I've been getting all this fan mail and I don't get any. So okay. You didn't give it to me.
All right. So yeah, this is from James. James, happy impending 200th episode. Love the show and always will. Hope to get back home to Houston this fall and visit with everyone. Yes, please do, James, and let us know. So, you know, Houston Air Bears people will be there too. And maybe Christmas. James, you usually come home for Christmas, right? James from New York, he used to live in Houston.
Houston, yeah.
Okay.
He's on MySpace page.
Oh, he is? Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, another email. It's actually from Paris.
Oui, oui.
Yeah, oui, oui. It's from Remy. Thank you, Remy, for emailing us, saying, hello, Nard and Ray. And he says, just a few words from Paris to tell you in a very bad English that I'm a huge fan of your show. Thank you.
That's okay, Remy. I'm very bad with English too, so.
I discovered Bear Podcast in December 2007 on iTunes, and I immediately loved it. I can't wait to hear and to see the number 200. You're the best sci-fi bears of the world.
Yeah, sweet.
Sweet, thank you.
You need to send us some good French sci-fi over here, translated to English, subtitles.
Subtitled sci-fi?
I know.
Okay. That'll be interesting. So
since our sci-fi network can't get it going, but...
Mm-hmm. Let's go. Okay, so what else?
What else?
How long are we...
You got voicemail?
Yeah, we're going to play some voicemails. Doo-doo.
We've wasted so much time, we got to hurry.
Yeah. All right, let me see.
Damn Microsoft, Bill Gates, yeah. Antichrist.
Here we go.
Hey, guys, it's Nakia.
Hey, Nakia.
Hey, Nakia.
Yeah, congratulations on your 200th episode and stuff. I gotta go, I'm kind of hungry. Bye.
Thank you, Nakia.
Thanks, man.
I don't know if the people from the website are hearing that, but they'll probably fix it later on. Yeah, Nakia, he's a musician from
Austin,
and it's great. I had him in the show 2 years ago or last year, something like that, and it's awesome. He also was a guest at Cubs Out Loud, and he was there, and it's awesome.
He's in Bears on the Run.
He was on Bears on the Run for two shows. and Austin.
Austin, yeah, and then he got sick when he came.
Yeah,
to
he
Houston.
Got sick, so. He got sick of, I think he got sick of Shannon.
Probably.
Yes. Sorry, Shannon. Okay, so.
Because Jason wasn't on the tour, so it wasn't him.
Yeah. All right, next voicemail.
Nard. Nard. It's a voice from your purse.
Oh, my God.
Is this Roy?
It's Roy. Gross.
That was not easy on my vocal cords. Hey, Nard. Hey, this is Roy, a.k.a. Excalibur. How the hell are you? I'm here to drop by to give you a quick note to say happy 200 episodes. My God, this show is at 200 episodes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I remember when it was just a little baby. And now look at it. You're all over the goddamn spectrum. Congratulations, man. I was glad to be podcast, and I hope that you have many, 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 many more episodes inside you, and keep it up. Really do, man. And for those out there who are curious to know what I'm doing, you can always go to YouTube.
It's breaking up.
Cali Bear. Again, congratulations on 200 episodes of Bear Podcast. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, that's YouTube. Go to Excalibur if you want to check. If you want to check his videos. Yeah. They've been posting some videos.
Oh, and Roy, I found somebody that you used to go to. I think you said y'all went to high school together. I've been talking to. So I'm trying to get some dirt. I ain't got him loosened up yet, but I'm gonna get some high school dirt about Roy, and we can talk about it on the show one night.
All right. Okay. Next voicemail. What do you have next?
Hey, Mater. Just want to say congratulations on your 200th episode. I bet it's the first 200 of 1,000. Okay? Good luck to you. Congratulations.
All right. That's from Michael from Harlingen. Is it clear over there? You can hear? Okay. I was just wondering if it is.
The last one wasn't so clear.
Huh?
The last one wasn't so clear.
Oh, the last one. Oh, yeah, because it's not too loud. Yeah, but that's our friend Michael from Harlingen. So thank you, Michael, for leaving a voicemail. All right. So you met him before at when we went at Mai's, our favorite restaurant. We went.
Oh, that Michael. Okay.
That Michael.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next voicemail.
Hey, Bear Podcast. This is Ron Suresha.
Ron Suresha.
Bear Soup, and I'm calling to wish you a very happy congratulations.
Thank you.
On your duocentennial podcast. Have a great time. I'm sure you will. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks, Ron. Yeah, he's...
And Ron's been has been your kind of inspiration for the podcast, right? Because...
Well, I think he started it sometime before, around August 2005 also. He was doing the Bear Soup, which is being played on Bear Radio. And then he kind of stopped, I think. Why did you stop, Ron? Too bad. Why don't you go start podcasting again, Ron? That'd be good. Okay, so let's on.
Hello, Nardis Ray. This is Jeff from Vermont. I was just calling to say thank you for all the hard work you guys do for the bear community.
Mm-hmm.
It's so nice to know that the first bear-related podcast is still going strong today. It surely is an amazing feat going from a 10-minute podcast when you first started to a one-hour show filled with bear celebrities, bear event listings, one-on-one chats with community members, adding subtopic shows like spirituality and chasers. It gets me so excited thinking about everything that's still to come.
He sounds excited.
I can't thank you enough also for giving me the opportunity to be a part of the Chaser Show. I love you guys.
He's reading
Congratulations
it.
Congratulations on 200.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff. And you keep us hard, too. Well, I mean.
Is it clear over there, Wayne? Is it okay? All right. Thanks, Jeff. Jeff is actually is one of the guys in the Chaser Show, from episode 199, if you guys go back. And... He's from Vermont, and he writes for
Bear's Life.
Bear's Life magazine. If you see the Chaser articles there, it's about him.
Yep. Okay. And we got to get you a better picture of me because it's a little, the one you got for the Chaser shows is just way too old.
Yeah, we need an updated
one. Mr. Photographer, handle it.
Okay. And that's you, Wayne.
Yeah.
Okay.
He has my Flickr.
Oh, that's right. Okay, here's somebody's familiar.
Freddie Freeman and Michael West from Bearpalooza here in Nash Vegas, Tennessee.
Hey, Freddie.
I'm the 200 podcast, Nard.
Hey, Michael.
Thank you so much for all your support of Bearpalooza. And thanks for all your support of the bear community through these great podcasts you do. Yeah, we hope we can see you out at another Bearpalooza show this year. Hey, and if everyone wants to catch us on the road, check out our dates at www.bearpalooza.com.
Plug.
And thanks
Plug.
Again, Nard. Here's the 200 more. Here's the 200 more. Okay.
Thank you, guys. I think, are they online? Is Michael still online?
Yes, he is.
Okay. I hope he heard that. I don't know if he heard that. Huh?
The audio is iffy on their side.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, the video is going to come out, later on. Okay, let's continue.
Remote.
Huh?
Keep getting the remote.
Oh. Hold on.
Hey, congrats to everybody. On your 200th episode from all the listeners here at Bear Radio. Many wolves and many hugs.
Yeah, it's Joe Malucci, I think. Yeah, I think it's Joe. He's the one who runs Bear Radio.
Cool.
So every Thursday nights, this show actually, the audio part goes, the first 30 minutes goes to the Bear Radio Network every Thursdays and at 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific, also on Sundays for our it replays on Sundays at 10 o'clock in the Eastern Pacific also. There's nothing there. Oh, yeah, okay. All right. Next. Who's next? Oh.
Michael West says he's...
Hey, guys, it's Big V Bear, otherwise
what?
Known as Vito. I am in Bremerton, outside of Seattle, at 3... Navy aircraft carriers.
Ooh,
I work at Navy bases now, so I get to see all the hot guys. I swear I saw Adonis in the gym yesterday. Anyway, I just wanted to call and wish you a happy anniversary. 200 episodes is amazing. Obviously, I haven't been able to pull it off. So once again, congratulations, and hope to see you guys soon. Bye.
Look for the Marines. It's all about the Marines.
It's all about the Marines. Anyway, Bigby Bear, he's been on the show before.
He's been on the show before.
Yeah, yeah. And he's awesome. He's got Dick and Harry agenda. I kind of followed that before. It's really a hot show. Although the audio is still there. I think the podcast is still available on iTunes, on his website, Dick and Harry Agenda. And yeah, it's kind of hot. You guys got to check it out. Even though
so what
he has recorded for a long time. Well, talk about sex.
Oh, okay.
We talk about sex. And sex. Is that right, Bigby Bear? Okay. Continue.
We're going to talk about sci-fi sex.
Hi, Nard. Congratulations on your 200th episode. Amazing. I've been loving your podcast. This is Cruise Bear, and I'm earning my name right now. When you play this on Sunday, I'll be out at sea. I'm on a cruise from San Diego to Vancouver, and we'll be somewhere just off the coast of Canada on Sunday at this time. So congratulations on your 200th episode. Keep it up. Good work.
Say hi to the whales.
John from San Francisco. Bye.
All right. Thanks, John. Actually, Mike and I met him at San Francisco. He's a pretty cool guy.
Cool.
And he listens to the show. That's good. So, John, I wish, actually, we should go on a cruise with him. He's on a cruise right now. Take us with you, please. Yeah.
Okay. We need to sell some Bear Podcast t-shirts so we can go on a cruise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Buy t-shirts today.
Okay. This one's familiar.
Hey there, Narn. This is Johnny, your resident Asian chaser. I just want to say congratulations on this milestone, the 200th episode, and wish you best of luck in the future episodes to come. Many woofs and many hugs.
Many woofs,
remember,
many hugs,
woof, what a chaser.
What a chaser.
Johnny.
Johnny. Is he on? Hi, Johnny.
Hi, Johnny.
Hi, Johnny. You're
is he on, or is he actually playing WoW and just kind of...
Are you playing WoW?
Sort of kind of watching us in between casting magic spells or something.
No, he can hear you.
Yeah, he can hear us.
Oh, he can hear us. Okay.
Okay. All right. Next, voicemail.
I'm on podcast your ass for the 200th time.
Okay. You guys hear Wolf What a Bear, podcast your ass. That's him. That's Jeff, okay? Yeah, he was here before, and we recorded that, and I use his voice talent. So thanks, Jeff, for listening. Are you watching this?
Thanks for voicing us.
Thanks for voicing us. Okay, next.
Hi, Bear Podcast was really awesome.
Okay, Wayne, you know that guy, right?
That's Akeem.
That's Akeem. Oh my god, he has to listen to this. Okay. So Hakeem, shout out. Okay. Next, last one.
Hey Nard and Ray. This is Marco Oroi from San Antonio, Texas.
Hey.
I wanna congratulations on the 200th episode and hope to see some more shows. Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you, Eric. It's Micro Otto E. from San Antonio.
So close. He should come, you know.
You should come to Houston.
If you're coming to Bear Watch, come see us on the beach. We're going to be recording there. So y'all.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You have to be there.
It's going
to
be there. Can record.
Okay. So we go to events.
What are we doing, events or are we doing pictures?
Oh, pictures? Well, that goes along with this.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So you want to do the first one?
I'll do the first one.
How did I get stuck with this one?
Oh, give me another one. Give me another one. This one. Okay. Okay. Ready? Okay, first event. Bearpalooza! Yes, it will be happening on Bear Runs, campgrounds like they did in Timberfell, music venues, JLBT, bars and cafes, and more places. And be sure to catch them on a show in your town, okay? So Bearpalooza road trip is going to start on May 2nd and end on May 11th. And that's in the Northeast area, okay? So for more details, go to bearpalooza.com. Yeah, so Michael, we're watching. Yeah, we plugged you, okay? Okay, what's next?
Which one we got up next?
There's a number on top, two.
Two?
You have to set two.
Are you ready? Ta-da!
Ta-da!
Bear Watch 9,
Bear
May
Watch.
16th through the 18th. Let's see, what have we got here? David Trinico will be available at the poolside on Friday for massages.
Okay.
For a small fee.
Yes, David, he absolutely helps us in our group also.
Yes.
To give discounts. But he's going to be there at Bear Watch to do, you know, yeah, like I said, poolside?
Poolside massages.
Poolside massages.
He's a big old muscle bear. He just rubs it down.
Bear.
His hands are bigger than mine.
Yep. Very big.
Very big.
And we have who?
Oh, what else we got? Oh, we got, what's that guy's name from Buffalo? Oh, yeah, Kendall. We got Kendall.
It's Kendall. Okay, let's do it. Schwing!
Schwing!
Okay. All right. Kendall.
Okay.
And
Who's going to be fresh and sweaty from Bears on the Run.
Yeah, you just came from Bears on the Run.
Yeah, and I need to talk to you, Kendall, because we got to book your flight. We also got Mike Ator from here in Houston.
Okay, one more time.
Schwing!
Okay.
Okay. His manager writing is worse than mine. His music has been played on the...
I'm sorry.
On the what? Oh, Schwing. Got
oh,
it. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
On the Baronet Radio Network. Got it. See, it's cooling in now. So he's been on Bear Radio Network also. Everything is pretty much filling up for Bear Watch. So if you have not registered, get registered and get your name at the hotel. For you that have booked rooms at the hotel, get registered before we start calling you and harassing you and releasing rooms here pretty soon to people that are registered. So look forward to seeing everybody at Bear Watch. And we will be there live recording all weekend long.
That's right. I'm going to do this again. You know. Okay, next. That's me. Phoenix Fur Fest 2008. It's on May 1st to 5th. May 5th. This is by the Bears of the West. And their theme for this year is Bear Star Galactica.
Schwing.
Yep, Bear Star Galactica. Okay, we talked about this in the show before.
Yeah.
We wanted to go because we love Battlestar Galactica. And we wanted to go because of the theme, just because
of
the theme.
Nothing else, but we just love the theme.
Well, of course, the hot bears are there. There's a lot of hot bears there. And
honestly, the Cylon bear.
The Cylon bear. Okay, so for more info, go to phoenixfurfest.com. And the fur there is P-H-U-R, okay?
Fur.
Phoenixfurfest.com.
Yeah, like fur on the top.
Okay.
Okay.
Next
we have Bear Trek, the International Bear Jamboree, May 1st through the 4th. Some of the highlights of the events are Bears at the Movies, a small town gay bar, Bear Spa. Bear Spa.
They're going to do Bear Spa. They have a Bear Spa.
Oh, like a Bear Spa. Oh, mm-hmm. Think about all the fur. Bear Bingo, Bear Palooza, and Jeffrey, I understand, might be going to this. So all bears, protect yourselves, because when he's on the loose,
over. Go over.
We got performances by Nick Tarr, Ultra Nate, Bear Palooza performers Big Nug, Martin Swinger, Charlie K. Brown, Kendall Schwing, Michael West, and
Schwing, Michael West.
And who is that? I can't read your writing.
Oh, Derek Fladen, Fladen.
Derek Fladen. Okay.
Fladen.
Freddie Freeman, Josh Lloyd, and more. Go to www.beartrek.com.
Oh, Derek Floden. Okay. It's on the screen here. Derek Floden.
Here, let me sit around and read it so everybody can understand.
Oh, wait.
Okay. Okay, here you go.
Okay.
You got the last one.
The next one, of course. Ding. Bears on the Run. Tonight is the last night. As we are recording this, yes, they're in New York City. They're in New York City and they just finished their show.
The Big Furry Apple.
Yeah. By now. Okay, so five bear performers touring the Northeast in April. So that's what they're doing. And there's the latest picture, care of Bear Baloo. Ding! Yeah.
Oh,
it's kind of hot.
Sweet.
Ooh, Elijah. Ooh, Bear Baloo, Shannon. Yeah. Who else? Matthew and Kendall. Schwing. Okay, so they just finished their tour, and tonight is actually the last night they're going to do it. Then they're in New York, and Yeah, so more videos right now. If you go to bearsintherun.com, they have a lot of videos going on there, care of Babalu. And yeah, that's pretty much what they have there. They have videos, and hopefully, if you guys have videos or recordings of their show in your town, there wherever the Bears on the Run went, please post them somehow. Or somewhere. Email me. Email us.
Or any naked pictures of the performer, send them our way.
Especially. Okay.
So especially if you have them tied up or something, or in a sling, and it's good blackmail material for us.
Mm-hmm.
So what's next? What we got?
Well, I guess that's it. That's it. We got to close the show.
Well, we need to do one thing, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and make your announcements. Go ahead and do the announcements.
That's our announcements.
Oh, that was it? That was everything? It.
Yeah. This is going to be a short show because it's, it's episode 200.
All the technical difficulties.
We have so much technical difficulties. Windows didn't work for me.
Damn Microsoft. Bill Gates.
It was recording earlier. Now it died. I don't know why it won't record. So I hope that's recording. So we'll see what happens. Okay, so if you guys have comments, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com or Ray.
Oh, ray@bearpodcast.com.
Oh, we need glasses.
No, I got it taken care of.
Okay. We're going to have a drink.
Try not.
Also, visit the website. It's not here. bearpodcast.com, of course. And if you have MySpace, go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. And thank you to the people who sent the voicemails. This is the phone number, 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Woo! Should have warned me.
Oh, my God, my eye.
Oh, my eye. Okay. All right. We're watching him pour
champagne.
Okay. Champagne. What is this again? Prosecco.
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 Italian sparkling.
What, no brute?
You should have one, too.
I don't know what he did with his glass.
Go get another glass. Wayne's gonna join us too. All right. That's Wayne.
Wayne, take your shirt off and show him what a hairy Asian looks like.
Yeah. Oh my God. We don't have the camera there. All right.
Okay. So, hang on.
Okay. Put him away. All right.
Here's the 200 episodes.
200 episodes.
And here's to 2,000 more until we get into a Bear Podcast 3D projection.
Mm-hmm. 3D projection.
Of course, we'll both be in the retirement home by then.
Really sparkly.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, guys. Thank you for supporting us for all this time. And we look forward to seeing all you guys and sending your comments. And call us at
206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Yes. So, thank you, everyone. It's Wayne, our producer for today. Yay! Okay.
He acts like I was going to do something. Yeah. He jumped up real quick.
Yeah. Okay, so, do you have any shout-outs, Wayne?
No.
No, you don't? Oh, my God. Okay, so who do we shout-out to? Mike, if you're watching.
Mike.
I love you.
John, I know you're not watching because you're probably sitting at home watching Mr. Holland's Opus for the 15th time tonight, but...
Is it something that he watches all the time? I mean, whenever it's on, he just watches it?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay.
Because he's watched it twice this weekend. So.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks guys.
For 200 episodes.
200 episodes, thank you.
Here's to 200 more and to the future.
Wolf, what a bear.